Shustra Shiva Shlita, Shustra Be'olshin, Nabeyan. I am not embarrassed that I went to the Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. In fact, I was just speaking last night in Shalavim and talking about some of those experiences. And after I went to Hebrew Academy of Long Beach, there weren't at the time that many options for high schools, at least from a boy growing up in Long Beach. So my father, Olva Shalom, told me that I should go to the Masifta of Long Beach, which was a block away, but it was like light years away from Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. It is a branch of Lakewood, and it's as yeshivish as it gets, and the culture shock was quite shocking. And so eventually we figured things out, and everything worked out, Baruch Hashem. But I am hardly embarrassed. I am quite proud of Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. My father served as president there for many years, which was very helpful at the time, because suffice it to say that had he not been president, I don't know if I would have graduated from Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. But those were good times, and I remember Rabbi Olshin very well and his brother. In halacha, there's something called ben yayma, which means that something happens during that day. And in the world of the yeshiva, when you have a chiddush, which is a ben yayma, that means that you thought of it today. If I say, I want to tell you a chiddush, which is a ben yayma, that means something that occurred to me today. Yesterday, I could have said that I had a chiddush, which is a ben yayma, because during davening in my hotel, I happened to have taken a sefer off the shelf, and something caught my eye that was beautiful, and I had a chance to think about it and expound upon it a little bit, embellish it, and that is what we're going to discuss today. And I really appreciate having the opportunity to talk here in this chashuv of Makom Torah in Yerushalayim HaKadosh. The pasuk in this week's parsha says, at the famous gathering that Yaakov Avinu has with his sons, the pasuk says, "Vayikra Yaakov el bonov." Yaakov calls his sons, "Vayomer," and he says, "Hey osfu ve'agida lochem es asher yikra eschem ba'achris hayomim." Gather up, and I'm going to tell you what will occur to you in the end of days. Chazal tell us that Yaakov Avinu wanted to be Megala when Mashiach is going to come. And we know that something happened and he wasn't able to. And that's when the brothers all said to Yaakov Avinu to show that they all had faith in the Rebbeinu Shlalom, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, if I were to ask you, I don't think anyone has a chumash in front of them, but if I were to ask you, how would you spell, or how do you think the Torah spelled the word when it says, "Asher yikra eschem b'achris hayamim," what will occur to you at the end of days, how would you spell the word yikra? Anyone want to take a stab at that one? Yod kof resh, and then how does it end? Aleph or hey, by a show of hands, how many alephs? How many hays? Okay, I would have gone with hey. Kara means to happen. Kof resh hey means to happen. And that's, I'm sure, that's the taich of every chumash in the world. I will want to tell you what will happen to you at the end of days, but yet, if you'd open up a chumash, the ones that said aleph were right, because that's the way the Torah spells it. Asher yikra eschem b'achris hayamim, which literally means, which will call to you at the end of days, which makes really very little sense in the context of the pasuk. So I saw yesterday by davening a gorgeous vart. And the vart was that Yaakov Avinu was telling his sons that even in achris hayamim, which is the times that we're living in now, we're living at the end of days, make no mistake about it, everything that will happen to you is going to happen to you through a calling. You are going to be called upon through different signs. You'll always be able to know right from wrong, even when you don't have a navi. Even when you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you will always have a calling. Es asher yikra lachem b'achris hayamim, you will be called to. You will have a higher calling in life, and you will be able to perceive what exactly the message is if you're inclined to do so. I think it's interesting how the pasuk begins, Vayikra Yaakov al Bonav. Yaakov calls to his sons, as if the pasuk is saying that the same way that Yaakov invited his sons directly to gather to him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather you and will call to you. Bachris Hayomim, he will call to you. He will invite you to a higher calling. And that's the way it works in life. Whatever happens to us on a daily basis, there is no such thing as mikra. If it would have said it with a hey, you would say, okay, that means a random happenstance occurrence. But nothing in life happens just like that. Every single thing that happens to us during the day, even the most seemingly trivial things that occur, happen for a reason. They are calling to us. They are giving us mussar. They are telling us that we did something right or that we're doing something wrong, and we have to listen to them. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to be able to discern mikra from a calling. Rav Shamsher Fall Hirsch says at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where we know that there is a big Vav Yud Kof Resh and then a little Aleph. It's called an Aleph Zeira. Why is there a little Aleph, Zachter Hirsch, that things seem to be a mikra? Everything in life that happens seems to be so trivial and so accidental. And in order to see and in order to hear the calling, you have to be able to take out your reading glasses. When you get a couple of years ago, I give a daf yomi in the morning in yeshiva, and all of a sudden, like 2 years ago, I started panicking out because I wasn't able to see the rashis in the... I usually use the smaller size gemaras when I learn, for whatever reason. And all of a sudden, I couldn't see, and I ran to the doctor. And I asked the doctor, am I going blind, chas v'shalom? I couldn't see the rashis anymore. And the doctor says, you're not going blind, Rabbi Bamberger. You're just getting old. And so I got these bifocals or trifocals, whatever they are. You don't see it, but you need sometimes reading glasses in order to see things that are small. And the Torah is saying that with a small aleph, sometimes you have to take off, you know, your normal glasses and look through reading glasses to be able to see the fine print, to be able to hear the calling. Vayikar is, things are just happening to me. I don't know why it's happening. I don't know why I tripped. I don't know why I bumped into somebody that I haven't seen in so many years. I don't know why I got into a car accident. I have no idea. It just happens. Life happens. But in order to hear the calling, Rav Hirsch says that there's a small aleph, you have to pay attention, and you have to be in tune, you have to get your antennas up to be able to hear the higher calling that happens to us on a daily basis. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a similar idea. On a pasuk by the building of the Mishkan, it says, Re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Hur l'mati Yehuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have invited, I have called on b'tzalel to serve as the architect of the Mishkan. And Rav Moshe says, where do we find that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I already invited him. I gave him a calling to be the architect. And he says, we never see that in the Torah. That this is the first place we're introduced to b'tzalel. What does it mean that Re'ei, you should know that I called already on b'tzalel? When? So how does the pasuk there continue? Does any Balkaris in the room? Re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Kur l'mati Yehuda. What does it say after? Who? V'amale Isai, and I will fill him with what? What? Ruach Elokim. Bechachma ubebina ubedas. Lasais melacha. I'm going to fill him with the spirit of Hashem. I'm going to give him talent. And I'm going to be able to endow him with the ability to build a beautiful Mishkan for me. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that was the call into Bezalel. Bezalel never got a formal invitation that it's your job to build the Mishkan. Bezalel understood that it was his job because he saw and he heard the calling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he knew how talented he was. When a person has a certain talent, they shouldn't waste it. They should realize that that's a calling from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to respond to it. Sometimes we're very blessed, we're musical, we're artistic, we're very bright, we're creative. Those are not just some things that we happen to have. Those are by design. We're supposed to elevate ourselves and figure out exactly what we're supposed to do with those God-given talents, and that's our calling. That's the kriya that we have to listen to and we have to answer to. And if we don't answer to them, then we're going to have to give a din b'cheshbon someday. You know, one of the most pressing questions that I get as Mashkiach and Lander is, what am I supposed to do with my life? That's how I brought it up last night in Shalavim when I was speaking about the Hebrew Academy of Long Beach. It was in the context of the yearbook. I'm sure you have one. And in the yearbook of my year, I'm sure maybe in yours also, it said what your, you know, what your likely occupation will be. What was yours? Come on, you know. I didn't know what to say. I had no idea. They asked me to fill out what I want to do for a living later. So generally, the sons of doctors wrote doctor, the sons of lawyers wrote lawyer. My father is a businessman. Wasn't that exciting, I guess. So I didn't know what to write. So I wrote, I want to be a professional quarterback in the NFL. You could check it up. If you want to Google it, whatever, that's what you will find. And that's a very, you know, obviously that never happened, but that's a big problem. Some people know from the day they were born what they are going to do. And then there are other people that they just, if they're late bloomers, they haven't figured it out. And if you know what you're going to do, that's great. But for those of you in the room that don't, that's more normal. And the question is, how do you know it? And people come over to me all the time and say, Rabbi, like, what am I supposed to do with my life? Pick a major for me. I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to declare my major. I have no idea. I don't know what I want to be. Maybe I want to be a lawyer. Maybe I want to be an actuary. Maybe I want to be an accountant. Maybe I want to be a Rabbi, Rosh Shiva. I don't know. So what I do is I take out a Chayvus HaVavus. The Chayvus HaVavus in Shaar Bitachon directly addresses this very question, and he puts it so beautifully, and you have to see it inside. He basically says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the answer. It would be great if, like, we were born with a fortune cookie, you know, thing that we'd be able to unroll it and see exactly what we're supposed to be, but we don't all have that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something very close to that. He gave us talents, and he gave us unique abilities that only we have. So some of us are musical, maybe music is our thing. Some of us are very mathematical, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Some of us have a legal mind, maybe we should be either a tremendous Talmud Chacham or a lawyer. Some people are very into helping others, maybe they should go into the healthcare field. The boy once came to me and I didn't really know exactly what to tell him. So on the second floor in Lander, we have like a, you know, like a career guidance counselor. So I said, go up to him, maybe he has an answer for you. So upstairs they give you like, you know, you fill out a questionnaire, they put it into a computer, and it spits out exactly what you're supposed to be. So he comes down like an hour late, he looks like really confused. I said, like, what was the answer? It says I should be a hairdresser. I don't know what questions he asked or what questions were answered by this kid, but that's what he said to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us each a calling. And we have to look in the mirror, says the Chayvus HaVavus, and figure out what our calling is based on what our talents are. What do we excel at? What do we enjoy doing? And then work backwards and figure out what your calling is. This is what Bezalel did. Bezalel never was told, you are the builder of the Mishkan. Bezalel knew that he had all this creativity welled up inside of him. He had so much architecture and dreams and ambition inside. He knew that that was his calling, and he answered the calling. He became the builder of the Mishkan for all eternity. And us too, each and every one of us, has a calling. It's not a mikra. Whatever happens in life is not random. Our daily experiences, our talents, our creativity, where we were brought up, what we know, what we don't know, all of this goes into the pool of who we are and where we're heading, and it's all a calling, it's all a kriya with an aleph by the Rabbeinu Shalom. There's no such thing in life as mikra. We don't believe in mikra. This Erev Shabbos we're going to have a tainus. And the site of a tainus, according to the Rambam, is to understand that when bad things happen, it's not a mikra. And the Rambam says that if you believe it is a mikra, if you believe that, you know, tragedies just happen, and they happen all over the globe, and that's what's happening to us also, it doesn't mean anything, it's just, you know, bad luck, bad karma. The Rambam says that's achzarius. If a person believes that way, he's hardening his heart. He's a wicked person, says the Rambam, because he's not opening his eyes and his ears to understanding the messages that the Rebbeinu Shalom is sending him on a daily basis, and he's just wiping everything off, writing everything off as nothing. And it's indeed a lot more than nothing. It's a lot. And it's a message from the Rebbeinu Shalom that we're supposed to do tshuva. That's what a tainus is. You know, kriya doesn't only mean a calling. Kriya also means to read. And what we learn every day in yeshiva is also something that's a calling to us. The Ramban writes in his famous Igeris, in his famous letter, that kasher takum min ha-sefer, when you get up from what you learned, if it's halacha, if it's musar, whatever it is, tachshei basher lamadata mi'eshtavar asher tucha l'kayim, understand that whatever you are learning about is a direct message about what to do. You know, the Ramban had a Talmud who went off the derech. It was a very early kid at risk. And, you know, people think that, you know, kids at risk is a brand new thing, and it's probably because of the internet. You should tell them it's not true. The Ramban already had a Talmud who was a kid at risk many years ago. And his name was Avner. The Talmud's name was Avner. And why did he go off the derech? So the Ramban once called him in and says, Avner, what's your problem? What made you go off the derech? And Avner said that it's because you once gave a shir, and in the shir you said that everybody's name and destiny is found in Parshas Hazino, and I don't believe it. It's not possible. He says, it is possible. He says, so tell me where my name is. So the Ramban says, on the spot, Amarti af ehem ashpisa me'enesh zifram. I said, I will scatter them to the ends of the world, and there will be no Rishayim, there will be no memory of them. And he says, if you look at the third letter in each of those words, it spells out Avner, and that's your destiny. You will be scattered to the end of the world, and no one will remember you out there. And the legend has it that he got on a boat without an oar, without a rudder, and he just basically sailed into the wild blue yonder, never to be seen from again. Every single person's destiny is found in the Torah. The Gra was asked, where is my name? Where is your name in the Torah? And the Gra answers when it says in the Parsha, Evan Shlema, you will have total. The weight that you use on the scales will be perfect. That's Eliyahu ben Shlaima. The Gra's name was Eliyahu. His father's name was Shlaima Zalman. Eliyahu ben Shlaima. When Rav Avraham Pam, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tarvadas, was once saying this over in Shir, there were two boys in the back of the class that were talking. And, you know, one was like smiling. That was normally who I was in the back of the class and how. That's why I needed my father there to save me. And as my Rabbeim always used to do, Bamberger, you want to share with the class what you were just talking about. Rapam did the same with those two boys. Says, what are you talking about now in the middle of Shir? So they say, no, nothing. Like, no, share it. So he says, One of them says, I think that Rebbe's name, meaning Rav Pam's name, is also in that very pasuk by the Gra's name. So Rav Pam was a little confused, says, where's my name? So he says, it says, after Evan Shlema, it says, Eifai Shlema. That you should have a perfect measurement. Eifa is another type of measurement. When you weigh things, it has to be perfect. It has to be with great, scrupulous measurements. And Eifai is Rosh Tevis, Avram Yaakov HaKayin Pam. Avram Yaakov Pam HaKayin. You also are perfect, and Rapam had a lot of hanah from this. Everybody's name is in the Torah. There's a kriya, a calling that you hear from Shemayim through random, seemingly random acts, and there's also a calling in the Torah itself. Everyone's destiny, everyone in this room and every yid has his name somewhere in the Torah, and we are expected to know our responsibilities to the Torah. And we're supposed to find where our name is and what our mission is through the Torah's perspective. You know, when Rav Schwab was a bacher, Rav Shimon Schwab was, of course, the great Rav, and first in Baltimore and then later in Washington Heights to the German Kehillah. He once went as a bacher to visit the Chavetz Chaim, and he spent the rest of his life telling over that Shabbos, what happened with the Chavetz Chaim on that Shabbos, and all the beautiful Torah that the Chavetz Chaim conveyed to him. And at the end of Shabbos, so the Chavetz Chaim was already in his 90s, and, you know, he was like in and out of, you know, he was older, and he wasn't exactly always lucid, or at least that's what people were unsure of. And he once, over the course of the Shabbos, asks Rav Schwab, are you a Kayin? And Rav Schwab says, no, I'm not a Kayin. So he says, do you know why you're not a Kayin? So he says, yeah, I know why. Because my father's not a Kayin. That's why I'm not a Kayin. So he says, yeah, but do you know why your father wasn't a Kayin? He says, because his father wasn't a Kayin. He says, that's right. And do you know why his father wasn't? And the Rav Schwab is like, okay, this is like getting too far. He says, yeah, because his father wasn't a Kayin. He says, no. He says, the reason why you're not a Kayin, and I am a Kayin, the Chavetz Chaim, of course, is a Kayin, says, is because thousands of years ago, when the Jewish people were worshiping the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and says three magical words. Mi Lashem Elai. Who wants to join HaKadosh Baruch Hu's team? Come here and come fight the good fight with me. And the Chavetz Chaim says, when Moshe Rabbeinu made that calling, my grandfather came and answered the call, and yours did not. And that's why here in Radom, thousands of years later, I'm a Kayin, you're not a Kayin, all because one person answered the call when they heard it, and the other person did not. And he said to Rav Schwab that this is a lesson for all eternity. That whenever you hear a calling, whenever you hear something that makes sense to you, and that you have a moment of clarity in life, and you know the right thing to do, you should answer the call, because if you don't pick up the phone and you don't answer the call, then thousands of years later there are repercussions. Yaakov Avinu gathered his sons and said that Ba'achris Hayamim, I'm going to tell you Asher Yikra Eschem. It will happen to you, but it's not going to happen randomly. Nothing does. It's going to be through a calling. Whatever you see, whatever you experience, will happen to you. It will be a calling to you. And it's our job always to listen well to the calling. And when you do, you'll be happy. Because you listened and you understood the Dvar Hashem.